Hey, this is Emily from University Counseling Services. Today I'm going to talk about some myths regarding depression and provide factual information to replace the myth with. For starters, some symptoms of depression include, but aren't limited to, loss of interest in things you enjoy, not having a lot of energy, decreased motivation, difficulty sleeping, or the reverse, sleeping a lot, difficulty concentrating, feeling sad, hopeless, anxious, angry or irritable, or even numb, loss of appetite, or overeating. Someone experiencing depression can also experience thoughts of suicide. If thoughts of suicide is something you are experiencing, I recommend seeking support from a professional like a counselor, psychiatrist, or medical doctor. There are supportive resources like the ones here at OSU. There is also the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, which is a national lifeline to use if needed. Again, I recommend you to seek support if you are experiencing thoughts of suicide. I wanted to mention some of the symptoms of depression as something for you to notice, but not as a way for you to diagnose yourself. If you are struggling with depression or believe you are, I would recommend consulting with a professional to discuss treatment options. Treatment options meaning potentially therapy or medication management, a combination of both. Everyone is different, so everyone's treatment is going to look different. Which goes into one of the myths where people believe that treatment for depression is the same. This is just not the case. Depression doesn't even look the same from person to person, so you can't manage it the same. There are a lot of different therapy interventions, topics to be discussed in therapy, different medications. Some people don't want to take medication or do therapy, where others do. There is not one way to manage depression, which is why I recommend speaking to a professional so an individualized treatment plan can be discussed. Another myth is that talking about depression will make the depression worse. Now, I do want to say that sometimes talking about something difficult can bring up difficult feelings, and as a result, a person can experience emotional fatigue or think more about the topics that are causing them distress because they're being discussed. With that said, the idea of talking about something in a supportive space like therapy can be helpful. I like to look at it as shining a light on something that is trying to hide in the dark. We have to shine a light on something to find it, identify it, and inspect it more clearly. When we can look at something more clearly, we can then tailor approach how we think about it and manage it more specifically. Talking about depression can help people feel more understood, heard, and validated. I want to add that if you are looking for support, I do think a therapist would be more equipped to do this, but if you are finding yourself wanting to talk with someone else, I would suggest to pick a person you feel supported by and safe with. The last myth I want to mention today is the myth that you can stop being depressed by willpower. There is so much stigma surrounding depression. Struggling with depression is not a choice, and it does not occur because someone doesn't have enough willpower. Depression is a real condition where a person is affected by environmental and/or biological factors, which is why I suggest talking to a professional about your experience. Thanks for listening. I hope together we can get out the right information about depression and work to dispel these myths.